Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Francis Scott Key Bridge that collapsed yesterday, so tragic, with six individuals, I believe, still missing, multiple cars, I think five cars that were thrown into the water 180 feet below, 185 feet and 47 degree temperature. Horrible, horrible tragedy. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has reiterated that they still do not know the full condition of the portions that exist on the bridge that did not collapse, but the rebuilding process is going to be complex and expensive. They are going to, already Biden promised that the U.S. government would pay for it, as the Department of Transportation, I think, should. It's just, boy, the Department of Transportation has been having lots of issues lately. I'm not blaming Pete Buttigieg. It's just, I'm not exactly sure what's been going on in terms of our train derailments, our FAA, our plane issues, our near misses, our Boeing issues. This is not good. And so whoever is running things needs to make sure every single nook and cranny of our transportation system is up to code and reevaluate the codes. Somebody saying, yeah, it's up to code. You passed the inspection. Did they really look? Whoever inspected that Boeing obviously didn't anticipate that panel to fly off once it hit altitude on that Alaskan Airlines flight. So Pete Buttigieg says we are committed to delivering any federal resource needed, every federal resource needed to help Maryland get back to normal. And we're going to work with them every step of the way to rebuild the bridge. It's not going to be simple. He said rebuilding will not be quick or easy or cheap, but we will get it done. So teams, according to CNN, are working on a plan to refloat the ship that collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge, move it out of the way so they could continue with investigation and start rebuilding. The Coast Guard will work with the Army Corps of Engineers to remove the parts of the bridge that are sitting on the bow of the ship, according to Vice Admiral Peter Gauthier, the deputy commandant for operations for the U.S. Coast Guard. Then they're going to work to refloat the ship. The front of the vessel is sitting at the bottom of the Patapsco River because of the weight of the bridge debris. The first step in all of this is for us to use remote operated vehicles and divers to survey what is happening under the surface. Now, one rescue diving expert says this is very, very dangerous, as you could tell. Butch Hendrick, a rescue diver and the founder of Lifeguard Systems, which is a company that trains public safety personnel on rescue diving, says the wreckage under the surface of the Patapsco River is likely interactive. Right now, every piece is twisted, mangled, and turned in another format, and something as simple as moving one piece can move multiples, meaning things are intertwined. And to make things more complicated, there's the depth of the river, and divers don't have a lot of visibility at the bottom. Divers would need to feel around debris while being careful not to knock anything loose. So Pete Buttigieg has vowed that parties found liable for this bridge collapse will be held accountable. Any private company that was found liable will be held accountable. He emphasized that the government will not wait for that determination, however, to start the rebuilding process. He says, I think our emphasis and the president's goals to make sure that the process is not something we have to wait for in order to support Maryland with the funds they use. Thousands of people use that bridge a day. We do not have a dollar estimate right now, so we do not know how much it's going to cost. But my guess is it's going to cost a lot. Now, people have asked, well, what was on the ship? What were these containers? Now, the Coast Guard said there was hazardous material within the 4,700 cargo containers that remain on the ship. But they do not believe it's a hazard to the public. Of the 4,700 containers on the ship, 56 contained hazardous materials. But they were on the part of the ship that was largely unaffected by the damage. Two containers are missing overboard, but they say those containers do not have the hazardous material. So apparently some of the victims of those affected by the tragedy were from Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras. Six construction workers who were on the bridge when it was struck remain unaccounted for. The crew of the ship that crashed the bridge were from India. They do not believe the drinking water quality will be impacted. The EPA have determined no drinking water intakes were near the site of the collision, so drinking water should not be compromised. And Pete Buttigieg had said, according to CNN, that the bridge was not made to withstand the ship's impact. It was not designed to withstand a massive impact from a container ship. This bridge was completed in the 1970s. They were not prepared, obviously, or built to withstand something that weighs 200 million pounds. So, can a bridge be made to support an impact like that? I mean, that's huge. That's a lot of tonnage. And depending on the speed. It's interesting. Other companies are affected. Not that anybody is playing a violin, but Carnival Cruise Line said that this bridge collapse is going to cost them at least $10 million. Why? They said, given the timing of yesterday's event in Baltimore, the temporary change in home port, our guidance does not include the current estimated impact of up to $10 million in both adjusted EBITDA and adjusted net income for the full year 2024. So they have to temporarily move their Baltimore operations to Norfolk, Virginia. The Carnival Legend, scheduled to return from a voyage on Sunday, is now going to be rerouted. So the bridge collapse, obviously, what's primary is the lives that were lost. And again, I commend public officials preventing more people from dying. And once they got the Mayday call from the boat, were able to slow down traffic going on the bridge. It could have been way worse, but still, it's horrible to think we've had multiple casualties. But the bridge collapse has prompted a bunch of reroutes of vessel traffic into and out of the port of Baltimore. It is now suspended until further notice. They have more than 800 containers or vessels bound for the port of Baltimore right now. They're going to have to, I don't know who has to get out of the port, but right now going into the port, not too easy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many people struggle with bad gas, and they get bloated. People around them don't want to be around them because they are stinky, tough to ride in an elevator with them, and, you know, it happens, right? We do need to release the air from our body, and it is a natural process because the bacteria make air. We swallow air with food, so there's air in our digestive system. The process of digestion can make air. So, yes, the air has to be released. Now, some people don't know the difference between bad gas and gas. If somebody feels like they have to pass gas, they think it's a medical emergency when it could be very, very natural. And in fact, we have more women complain of gas issues than men because a lot of men don't care. Like, sorry, guys, don't breathe for the next 2 seconds. And then, whereas women, like, oh, I never do anything like that. Oh, I would never do such a thing. and they hide it, and they hide it from their boyfriends, they hide it from their spouses, they hide it from their friends. And so, you know, I remember going to a club with one of my family members who I've always idolized, and I still do. And we're all getting back into the car. I think it was her friend's birthday, so we all went to a male strip club. It was like this, like a Chippendales thing. And I was young. I was only in my 20s. And I'm like, I'm having a great time. And my family member wouldn't get back into the car. And we're like, come on, let's go. What are you doing? She gets to the car. She's like, I had to fart. I'm not going to do it in the car. And everybody's like, thank you. Hallelujah. But it was one of the very first times I met a female who was very open about the gas. And I'm like, it's ridiculous that every, you know, being a medical student then and learning about it. And then there was a fellow student that would always just let it rip in class. You know, you start to kind of realize, hey, and then when you share call rooms and there's only one call room for seven of you, okay, you start to learn to realize that these things are pretty natural and it shouldn't be taboo. But you can have quote unquote bad gas where rather than the normal scent, it's a lot more sulfury, or it's different, or it's painful when you pass, or your bowels are changing, or you have major abdominal pain, and the only way to relieve it is to get the gas out. That's when I would start saying, okay, now this might be considered more pathological than normal. You know, in order for you to move the bowels, a lot of times you need to expel that air so that it helps with the mass movement of the bowels. Your intestines know how to move the stool down, but oftentimes if you hold in your gas, you get constipated. You want to help relieve constipation, let the gas out. As you let that out, things move. So you need to talk to your medical provider about what is bad gas and what is normal. I mean, there's been reports that the average person can pass gas anywhere from 25 to 100 times a day, and that'd be normal. That's a pretty big range. So, but when you do have a lot of gas issues, and you feel like, I've never been this gassy, and all of a sudden now, gosh, well, one is look at what you ate. I told you how I just almost instantaneously, after I moved to medical school, didn't digest onions well. All of a sudden, I was bloated. I looked pregnant when I wasn't. And I was having horrible gas. And I was like, where is this coming from? And it turned out my body stopped making the enzyme to digest onions. Whereas just 1 week prior, I was able to eat onions without a problem. It took months for me to figure out what it was. But I remember the symptoms happened within a week of me, actually within a day or two of me moving from Las Vegas to Reno, Nevada to go to medical school. And so I ended up using Beano. My doctor told me to use Beano, which gave allowed enzymes for you to break down your vegetables. And I stopped having the pain. I stopped having the bloating, and it minimized the gas like almost to none. It was fantastic. So sometimes there are certain foods you gain intolerances to. Sometimes you're using food additives that just don't work well. You know, I've heard people have horrible gas with some of these sugar substitutes. There was, I was in Costco. This was years ago. And there were these, you know how they give out free food? You know, these little carts. And it was a chocolate candy bar with no sugar, but a sugar substitute. I'm like, candy bar? Yeah, yeah. I remember I was just doubled over in gas pain from that because my body didn't know how to break that down. And so, always look at what you eat. Another thing is it could be your gallbladder. If your gallbladder is acted up or you have poor bile production and bile use, you're not breaking down your foods well. And so I've diagnosed a lot of people with gallbladder disease who never even thought it was their gallbladder just based on gas that they had. Then I sent them to a gastroenterologist to take a look at what could be going on. Lo and behold, yep, they did have a gallbladder issue or a malfunctioning or a poorly functioning gallbladder. So sometimes if you do have a lot of gas issues, it could be that. Now, many people say the over-the-counter medicines don't work. They took GasX and it did nothing. Well, the thing with GasX is you're taking it, you're swallowing it. It's in your stomach for at least a couple hours, because most things have to sit in the stomach for a while. Then it has to move through your intestines, and the average transit from mouth to tush is about 2 days. So if you're having horrible gas, and then you take something that might not really work until the following day. Maybe it does work. It's just most people don't have the patience to wait that long. Interestingly, Daily Mail is talking about how one doctor brings up Pepto-Bismol. According to Dr. Tricia Pasricha, a gastroenterologist at Massachusetts General, she talks about how Pepto-Bismol helps. It has bismuth salicylate, and it kills bacteria responsible for some of the gas. Pepto can reduce the sulfur in gas by over 95%. So if you do need something urgently, Dr. Pasricha says that's something you could do. Now, I don't want people on it long term. Another big concern I have with Pepto-Bismol is the next day or the day after, you think you have blood in the stool because your stool is black. Black stool could be a sign of a GI bleed. But anytime somebody goes, I think I have blood in my stool, I can't see it, but my stool is black, I always ask, did you have any Pepto? So, you know, Pepto is not a doctor's favorite medication because we have to then, test you for blood whenever you say your stool is, even if you've used Pepto, if you say your stool is black, we still have to make sure there's no blood. Because most of the time you're taking Pepto because you have stomach issues. So if you have stomach pain, how do I know that you aren't bleeding, having a GI bleed? So, people have said that Pepto has helped them with their upset stomachs or nausea, their heartburn. And, we have had studies saying it does help with gas. I'm not saying to take it all the time. You got to be very, very careful. But in a pinch, it could help. So, I know it's not a fun topic to talk about, but finally, you need to have regular bowel movements. If you want to limit the gas and the bloating, make sure you're pooping. Now, rather than sitting all day, make sure you stand. Use a stand-up desk. Stand-up desks help you poop. Increase your fiber. Drink a lot of water. The more constipated you are, the more you're going to have air trapping, the more you're going to have bloating, and it's going to be harder to pass things. We don't want you having diarrhea, but you need to make sure that things are moving consistently. I've had some people say they rarely have gas because they have two bowel movements a day, things get out. Well, great. But in those individuals that are constipated and they just keep having gas, and sometimes one of the reasons why they have it is the body's trying to push the poop out. So be very aware of your bowels and eat vegetables. Get that broccoli in. Get that cauliflower in. Get that spinach in. Celery. Fruits. Be very careful with artificial sweeteners. Be very careful with caffeine. Be very careful with stimulants. They could constipate you, like your Adderall and your Ritalin. Be very careful with some of your antidepressant and anti-anxiety medication. Be very careful with pain medication. Oxycodone, hydrocodone, it constipates the hell out of you. But listen to your body. Don't just hide and be embarrassed and blame it on the dog every time you pass gas. Get it checked out. And a little bit of gas and passing gas is normal. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. Search and Rescue turns to Search and Recovery Wednesday in the waters below the bridge that came crashing down in Baltimore.
The six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed into it and it collapsed.
I can't imagine how painful today has been for these families.
Now, someone on the ship issuing a Mayday call after losing power, President Biden addressing that fact.
Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation. As a result, local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic before the bridge was struck, which undoubtedly saved lives.
And right now, the FBI says there is no evidence of terrorism.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden says the federal government will pay for the reconstruction of the span. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we spoke about how traumatizing it could be when you have somebody with true gender dysphoria and are told they're in the wrong body, which is you got to be really, really careful telling somebody who might not be gender dysphoric that that's what's going on. And then all the trials and tribulations they go through trying to transition. It's obviously challenging. But many people ask, what about the trauma? And what happens to those individuals, shall we say, let's say in sports teams, that lose as a result of them not being able to compete with a transgender female? And so we're seeing more and more outrage of how sports are being done, and this is across the globe, as girls are sidelined and not even playing in sports to watch biological males or transgender females play in their stead. And if we're really worried about the psychological growth and what happens to kids, both transgender and non-transgender, we have to address all sides of this. We have to. So apparently, This took place in Australia. There was a girls' soccer team that consisted of five transgender players. They won the preseason Beryl Ackroyd Cup by a 10-0 win, I believe. And one player, who was a biological male, who identified as female, scored six of the goals. Flying Bats FC won every single game they played over the course of the four-week competition. They won the grand final 4-0 at Macquarie Park on Sunday to take home $1,000. There were huge winning margins in some games. One player, again, being able to make six goals on a 10-0 victory. Now, parents have been furious. They've withdrawn their daughters from the games due to safety concerns. They told News Corp, this is in Australia, that women were unaware that they had signed up to compete against biological males. Club officials have contacted Football NSW for soccer to express their concerns, some insisting that the Flying Bats should play in the mixed competitions. So, and I guess in Australia, they do have competitions where men and women can play together. But their parents are concerned that their children signing up for all women are not being able to play, let alone do so safely. Parents said, our girls are here to play for fun and expect to play in the female competition. They did not sign up for a mixed competition. There's no transparency from Football NSW. The girls don't know if they are going to be playing biological males or not. So, you know, we've spoken about transgender individuals and them undergoing the trials and tribulations they have. But what about now cis females, young girls, girls in sports? What's going on with them? So for years, girls were on the sidelines and girls had to be cheerleaders. The boys played the games and the girls were on the sidelines. They could root for their boyfriend, or they can wear a short skirt and be a cheerleader. Now, there was women's baseball that came out of World War II. I think the American Women's League lasted well into the 50s. But for the most part, men have dominated sports. Well, women have been able to start excelling and being able to capture the attention. And I get it. I've been to women's sports events. It's nothing like the male. The male sports events really draw the crowds. But I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. When the Aces, the Women's National Basketball Association, won, I mean, it was fantastic. I've seen some of their games. They are fantastic. They're fun to watch. They're amazing games. Fantastic athletes. But a player who is a woman that finally gets to compete and finally gets to play, they don't want to be sidelined. They don't want to be picked over. They don't want to watch somebody who's biologically male beat them, lose to them. And so we have made all this progress for women not being sidelined, for girls being told, look, you know, even if you can't compete with a boy, you could still compete. You could still play. You don't have to be ridiculed and completely squashed and, again, sidelined just because we're, you know, there's boys on the field. You know, the boys will play on their team. The girls will play on theirs. And then recently in the last few years, we've had then the subject of, well, if a transgender female wants to be on the girls' team, she should be allowed to be. And now you start to see that there are, it's not just one or two. I think this one team had four players. And so, five transgender players. So give it a couple more years, these teams can then evolve into being all biological male, transgender females. Now, originally it was discussed and it suggested and got shot down that there be a transgender then competition, meaning you have males, you have females, and then you have transgender individuals. But people thought that was going to be very insulting, very marginalizing. But if you end up having a team, I think there was a volleyball team in America where there were multiple transgender females on the team who ended up winning, and the girls were benched. The biological females were benched for most of the game. So if we want women to play in sports, how do we do that? If we don't want a woman benched because she might be athletically inferior to somebody who's taller, has more muscle strength than biologically male, how do we help them? What about their mental health? And so, you know, it's interesting that there are mixed competitions. Mixed competitions might be the way to do it. Where rather than saying they're transgender competitions, male females can play on the same team. Now, there's not a lot of mixed competitions because of the injuries. A lot of young girls don't want to play with boys because of the injuries. Also, assault. Now, when you wrestle, someone's going to touch somebody's boob, even if it's by accident. You know, I mean, that's another reason why we've had girls play against girls, is because if anything does get hit or touched or, you know, but I mean, played games with guys, and some of them will pretend that, oh, it was an accident when it wasn't. And those are things that we do want to protect women from. So, what do we do? What's the answer? So maybe what we could learn from what's going on now with some of these sports is now that we're seeing more and more transgender players on the field winning and sidelining biological females, we figure out a way where they can, enjoy sports on maybe a mixed team. And then we let biological females still play other biological females. You know, the thing is nobody wants to ban somebody. Nobody wants to ban somebody who's transgender from playing a game. I think the Olympic Committee talked about lowering their testosterone. I mean, that's cruel. Making people undergo unnatural hormone suppression, that's something that is not really doctor endorsed. Even though there is suppression of hormones for someone transitioning, for someone to be allowed to play a sport, they have to address their hormones. Well, that can be pretty painful as well as medically costly and risky. So maybe what we need are biological male, biological female, and then mixed competition of men and women, including transgender. And maybe that'll satisfy some of the, need to be inclusive as well as protect those individuals from being sidelined against a biological male. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it seems nowadays there are tons of telemedicine companies out there. And many of us have a I don't read the directions syndrome. Okay? Me, I don't like to read a lot of fine print. I don't think anybody does. And many of you are getting pretty damn upset when you see these ads that, ooh, you could get the weight loss drugs for only X amount of money a month. And then you don't understand that these companies aren't actually paying for the weight loss drug. You may only be paying for a prescription. And then you have to come out of pocket for the weight loss drug that might not get authorized, which could be $1,000 plus a month. Make sure you read the fine print. But another thing that many people are facing is their insurance company will minimize the copay or minimize your out-of-pocket if you use a telemedicine company. But if you go to a doctor in person, like it was prior to telemedicine, you pay more. If you go to an urgent care, you pay a lot more. If you go to an ER, you're paying a hell of a lot more. And so we are having patients that are calling telemedicine for things without understanding the limitations of telemedicine. And so I've been doing telemedicine for a variety of different companies for years. And And I think, one, some people are not reading the websites. Most of these telemedicine companies have fantastic, you know, they like kind of lay it out pretty easily. But I think what's happening, and I understand why some people might be doing this, is they just want to get to a doctor. And they want to hopefully have that doctor just fix it. It might not be on the list of medical conditions treated, but it's after work. They're in their pajamas. They're at home. Hopefully that doctor will have the magical pill. And then they don't have to go in and get taken care of. And when the doctor says, I can't do it, they get frustrated. They say, look, my insurance said to call you. My insurance is going to cost me a lot of money if I actually go into an urgent care ER for my appendicitis or my chest pain. Okay, that's why I'm calling you. I'm having blurred vision. My eye is hurting. Just give me some drops. And when a doctor says, you know, you could be having glaucoma, this could lead to blindness, they're like, well, fix it. Do something. And when we say, no, you got to go in and get seen, they're like, no, that's why I'm calling you. And so what's interesting is I've had some conversations with patients who get very frustrated that I said, look, you know, you got to do it. We got to check your heart. They go, well, what if it's not my heart? What if it's not glaucoma? What if it's not appendicitis? What if it's not, I'm not pregnant? What can you give me? Pretend I'm not pregnant. Pretend I'm not having heart issues right now. What would you give me for my chest pain? Well, this is over the phone. You're asking me to pretend an exam was done and that everything was fine. And so what people are doing, and it's not their fault, but I think everybody's frame of reference is completely off, is they're forgetting that they are getting such a benefit talking to a doctor who's never met them out of the blue after work at night while they're home. And they're not understanding that prior to telemedicine, that conversation would have happened in person after an exam. So when people start to say, but I can't see a doctor, I can't travel anywhere, I can't call Uber, I don't have a ride, that's why I'm using you. And they get very frustrated with the doctor over the phone for not being able to magically fix their issue. And I have to explain it. So before telemedicine, you and I would have had this conversation after I did the EKG, after I checked your eye pressure, after I examined you. I know you don't want to go for a CAT scan or an EKG or a chest x-ray or, you know, I've had people call with a fracture. And they say, you have to manage this over the phone. I can't manage a fracture over the phone. Well, what if it's not fractured? Can you walk on it? No. Is it very painful? Your ankle, shall we say, or foot? Yes, it's very painful. Is it swollen? Yes. Then it could be fractured. But what if it's not? Just give me something for the swelling. And so, again, I think people don't understand. They should understand. It should be very obvious, but they don't. And they want to kind of pressure a doctor to just do something so they don't have to go in and get seen. And they completely forget that only 60 months ago, before telemedicine exploded in popularity, you would have had that conversation with the doctor in the office. You would have found a way to get to the doctor. You would have gone to an urgent care after hours. You would have gone in, been seen. The doctor could x-ray it and then tell you if it was fractured or not. And so, you know, I don't criticize anybody. I understand that they've been able to do medicine now the last 5 years in a much more convenient form. But that you really need to do your research and understand. Some patients are paying $160 for their telemedicine visit or $85 for their telemedicine visit, only for the doctor to say, you need to go in and get seen. I get why patients are upset. So then make sure before you call, you understand. If you don't understand, you're getting value by a doctor speaking to you when they could be home with their family, you know, speaking to you at night, you know, when they could be asleep, when they could be relaxing and watching TV and eating dinner. You're getting a doctor speaking to you on a holiday, on Easter, on Christmas, about your medical condition, but don't give them a hard time. Understand that if you're having any sort of chest pain, we are not going to be able to reassure you that it's not your heart. If you're having horrible abdominal pain, we can't reassure you. I had a pregnant woman who was having pelvic pain and bleeding. And I wanted to tell her she wasn't having a miscarriage, but I would be lying. I can't 100% say she's not having a miscarriage. I mean, I tried to calm her down, say, look, you know, I've known women who have had pelvic pain and who have bled throughout the pregnancy. It doesn't mean the pregnancy is lost, but you could be starting to lose a pregnancy that could be salvaged if your progesterone is low. You need to get seen. Well, then just give me the progesterone. Do it over the phone. You need to go in. All medicine had been done. All new diagnoses were done in person. And we've now changed the rules that over the phone blindly, you could tell a doctor whatever you want, and the doctor will spit out a diagnosis based on what you're telling them. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's the right diagnosis. I've told you guys this case where somebody called up saying, I have diverticulitis. Give me the two antibiotics that you usually give me over the phone. And I take a look and I see other doctors that give him Cipro and Flagyl. And I go, why do you think it's diverticulitis? What's going on? Well, I've had a really bad cold, a really bad cough, and now I have pain in my left lower quadrant. Okay, no blood in the stool, nothing like that. And I'm like, you know, I just can't say for sure it's diverticulitis. Please go in and get seen. He was grumpy at first, but then the next day he wrote a letter thanking me, saying I saved his life. He said, you were right. I did have COVID, and I actually made a clot in my right renal vein, in my left renal vein, and that was where the pain was coming from. I could have lost my kidney. I could have eventually died, and I would have instead taken the antibiotics somebody gave me over the phone blindly and then only gone in if it really got bad. So, you know, mind you, there's a lot of things you could use telemedicine for. People are getting treated for pink eye. They're getting treated for upper respiratory infections. Some telemedicine companies are treating COVID over the phone. There are some doctors doing medical abortions over the phone. There's a lot of things now that are being done over the phone. And I think some people are getting kind of spoiled. They haven't had to see an in-person doctor for 5 years. Then all of a sudden, something's not right. And you have a doctor saying, look, something's not right. And then they get mad at that doctor. Understand, before telemedicine existed, you actually were in a doctor's office getting that piece done. So don't expect complete reassurance when you can't be examined. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.